if you got thrown off a horse once, you might say, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Ever since.
He bucked me off.
Okay.
And regardless of how you see pictures of bucking broncos, we here in Florida didn't break wild horses that way. First, we put them in the pen for 2 or 3 weeks to get used to us. Then you would try to put a feed sack, an empty feed sack, on their back, and they would buck that off. And later you would put sand or something in the feed sack for a little weight so they would get used to that. And when you finally got where you could tie the feed sack on them and they kept that, then you would put a saddle. Mm. And after they got used to the saddle, you put a straw dummy into the saddle and let them buck the straw dummy. You didn't use yourself to get broken up in breaking a horse.
Right.
So, okay. So over 60 years ago, that's how our cowboys here were breaking horses in the barn lot, as they called it, where the corral where they kept the horses.
Okay, so tell me horses. What would you call a male horse?
A stallion, uh-huh. And a female a mare.
Right.
Okay. And a gelding, I think, was a young one, but we usually just called them a young horse.
Right. Okay. If you couldn't stay on a horse, if you rode, but you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell...
off.
Off?
I fell off the horse. He bucked me off.
Okay. How about a little child who went to sleep and found himself on the floor in the morning? Says, I must have fallen...
Out of bed.
Right. Okay. Okay, horses. What are the things that you put on horses' feet?
Shoes.
You just call them shoes, or is there a full name for them?
No, we just called them, you'd shoe the horse. And that was the iron,
right.
The iron shoe that was fitted to
okay.
him.
What parts of the horse's feet? Like what
a hoof.
That? Okay.
And that was the part that was shoed.
Right.
And you would have to trim the hoof.
Okay.
Because...
What's more than one hoof?
Horses.
Okay. And more than one hoof is,
A herd.
The foot, more than one of them. Hoof.
Feet. Hoofs.
Right, okay.
Hoofs.
Okay. What's the game that you play with those shoes?
Horseshoes. Pitch. You pitch horseshoes.
Okay. Sheep. You mentioned that a while ago. I can't remember. Is there a special name for male sheep?
A ram.
Uh-huh. Female?
A ewe.
And what's on their backs? What's that stuff?
Wool. And if they have been around grain seed and it has dropped down from the loft of the barn into the wool, and they get out in the rain sometimes for a period, that will sprout and you will see green-backed sheep. I have seen that in North Carolina,
yeah.
Where they were driving a herd of sheep to the market and they had been subjected to this rain and the sprout had sprouting in there, and here were a flock of green sheep. Most unusual.
Really? Okay, how about, these are some farm animals, maybe you're not so familiar with it, you haven't been around, but let's see. How about, do you know a special name for a male hog?
A boar and a sow.
Right. Okay. How about a male hog that's been altered?
A barra.
Okay. Would you know
a pig is
names
a,
like little one that was just born? Does that have
a pig?
A pig. Okay. Okay. What's the stiff hair on the hog's back?
Bristle.
Yeah. And the big teeth that he has?
Tusk.
Mm-hmm. And what about the elephant? Does he have the same thing?
The elephant has tusks of ivory.
Yeah. Okay. How about the things, the basins that the food is put into for the hog?
A trough.
Okay.